Hi, loves. Now, I know it's been a while since our last episode. Like, life just has a way of throwing curveballs, and I kind of needed some time away to deal with a few of those. So I didn't realize that I was making this podcast for me, and I put it solely out there that, oh, I just want people to listen to my podcast, this and that. So I had a breakdown in that. Okay, I'm putting up this podcast. I don't really have a lot of people who are listening to it. It feels like I'm just wasting my time. But then, over the weeks, over some days, I found out that there are people who appreciate my podcast. And to those few people, they really encouraged me. I got some nice comments like, "Hey, your podcast, what happened? You just stopped for a while. I'm really loving your podcast and all." And then throughout that period, I didn't get back to go back to my podcast app, like check the stats or whatever. Then I went back about 2 days ago. Okay, I watched the video on Instagram, and the lady was emphasizing on doing social media for you, like every social media platforms doing it solely for you, and then the others would be like the next group of people. So it should be something you enjoy and not just doing it because you want to gain fans or make people know you. Of course, people will get to know you. And then I went back to my podcast app because I was like, God, I don't know if I should continue this. I'm changing my mind. I think I'm going to leave podcast this year. I heard some really video. People were just like, ah, the lot of podcast this year is too much. Like, a lot of people are just talking this, talking this, talking that. And I got discouraged, kind of. Even though I know my podcast, I can actually boast that my podcast is really meaningful. Like, these conversations are something you are dealing with in your everyday life. And then I went back to check my podcast app, and I saw it had a lot of impression. And I'm like, where were these guys a few weeks ago? Like, the stats were so low, and then immediately, like, imagine from 300 and something to close to 500, and I'm like, how? I got new followers on Spotify, I got new com, and I was like, and that was like a huge, it was like a sign from God that, oh, Adora, you don't have to quit your podcast. And well, it just gave me this sense of like, I got messages from people. I got people messages of support. I even got emails. I got kind words during this break, and I was like, okay, this is really a sign that I don't need to stop the podcast. I just need to get better and better as the new year comes. Like, it's truly heartwarming to like have an incredible community of listeners that are just joining, and I was so happy when I saw that stat. Like, and during this hiatus, I during this short break, I really had time to reflect on the direction of the podcast. Like, I'll be making a few changes. We'll be exploring new topics. I'll really, really be introducing some guests because I can't just fill the veins alone, you know. And there will be an interactive segment. Like, it just gave me a new direction for this podcast, like this whole period. So for those who will be joining us for the first time, this podcast, Conversations with Dora, is all about everything about life, from your spiritual life to your personal life to your family, every single thing that really it has. It's not like this whole podcast is just about you, your whole being, and what comprises you in your being, those things that actually affect your everyday life. And we've covered a lot of topics, and I'm eager to like continue bringing you these insightful conversations and stories. So it's like the end of the year. It's already, this is the 30th. Today's 30th. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad like we get to live to this point of this year. Like, my, it's mind blowing, because January me would never believe that this is how I'm going to become by this time. Like, it never came to me, because if you met me in January, I was not like the bubbly person. I was going through a lot of stuff. Like, when I mean a whole lot of stuff that I would not wish for anybody to go through. So this whole period, I feel emotional, because thinking of now, it's just like 2 days to the new year, and I'm like, wow, like we made it, like we made it. Really, I really want this podcast to be like a conversation and not just me talking. So like I said, I got new comments, I got new followers, and people get to reach out to me, like share their thoughts, like suggest on things you want to explore. So like I was saying, this few period, this whole break, I learned a lot, and I learned that I am actually here in this moment. Like, I'm here, and there is so much better that I could have done with my life, but still I'm here. It reminds me of, I don't know if you've been seeing these videos of the friends, and it goes like, oh, January, this is me, blah 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 blah, and December, I still survived. So like, there is so much more that you think you still have to do, but you're actually here. It's kind of easy to like get caught up in comparison. You look at other people who have like gone ahead of you, people that have achieved so much from the beginning of the year, people that really ticked off their vision board goals, and the person is doing so much better than I am, so much better than you are, but you're still here. You still have your wins, your little wins. You even have a lot of wins, come to think of it. The battles you fought when nobody was watching, the times when you felt like breaking, but you still held yourself together, the times when you felt like not waking up, but then you still got out of bed. Like, it's a huge win, guys. And even though you felt like crap, it's these moments that actually count, like the eventual success that people will get to see. So the fact that you're here, you're doing great, you are here at this moment, at this time of the year, on the 30th of December, you're still standing strong. I give you that one. Like, it needs to be like a celebration. I'm celebrating your life here big time. And so I'm going to make this podcast a short one. This is actually the last segment. And now I want to talk about artists. I feel like everybody is an artist. Like, the fact that you are creative in this aspect of your life, any kind of aspect that you know that you are actually good at, you're an artist. And the great problem of an artist is how to solve how to like get yourself noticed. You see, creativity in itself is not a talent, it's a way of operating. Like, you give what you have, you give it to someone, it may be better than you dare to think. And that was what happened to my podcast. I didn't really think that, oh, this is what people are really enjoying. I was just like, oh, let me put it out there. But I still had doubts that, I don't know if people are really liking this, my content. And then I got a big shock that, oh, people love this. People are actually, may not be a huge amount of people, but I have my audience that really enjoy what I do, that really want to hear more from me. And that's all any of us are. We are all amateurs. Nobody is perfect. Like, we don't live long enough to be anything else. So you just have to find your voice, shout it from the rooftops, keep doing it until the people that are looking for you find you. Now, remembering that, hey, I'll be dead soon, it's like the most important tool I have encountered to like help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, like all of your external expectations, your pride, your fear of embarrassment, your fear of failure, all these things just fall away in the face of death, and it's leaving only what is truly important. So now, remembering that you're going to die is like the best way to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose, because you are already naked. Not literally, anyways. A lot of people are just so used to seeing the outcome of your work. Now, they never get to see the side of the work you go through to produce this outcome. Process in itself is really messy, because in order for connection to happen, we just have to allow ourselves to be seen as creatives. You just need to come out of your shell. We all have this massive talent. We have this whole world going on in our head that we just need to, like, you don't need to hoard them. I think they said there's a mental disorder, hoarding syndrome. Yes, you don't need to hoard those things, those lovely things in your head. You just need to allow yourself to come out, be seen. You just have to put yourself, put your work out there every day, and you'll start meeting new people, like amazing people. And I'm glad this period I've really met amazing people, and I keep meeting them every day. And it's like a drive for me, that knowing that I'm still living, I still have opportunities to like do some things I always want to do. All right, now let's jump back to the we are at the close of the podcast anyways. I just want to thank you all, my old friends, my new friends joining. I just want to thank you for your unwavering support. Like, get ready for like new episodes, insightful connections, insightful conversations, and a renewed energy here at Conversations with Dara. So let's make this comeback something special together. Now, and that's the end of my podcast. That's the end of this episode. I wish you all a prosperous, a happy new year in advance, and I hope to see every one of you next year. By Monday. Yeah. Next year. Next year, so close actually. But yeah, see you all guys. I love you all so much. And please don't forget to connect with me. Like, you can actually connect with me on all platforms, all podcasting platforms, because your input is invaluable. I just share your thoughts, suggest topics you like for us to explore, more things you really want to see in the podcast. Like, I'm open to ideas, new ideas, like renewing the podcast energy. So yeah, join us, and I'll see you in the next episode. I'm going to be releasing this episode every Saturday. Yes, every Saturday. So it's going to be like once in a week, obviously. I'm trying to, in as much as I'm trying to be consistent, I want to be have a specific direction. Because even if I know I can't make it 2 episodes in a week, I'll try to make it 1 episode, because I also have other things doing. So I just need to prioritize it very well. And so that's it for me, guys. I love you all so much. And yeah, peace out.